Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Now the police are coming.
Now they're coming to get me, Michael.
That's the Garda. That's the Garda.
I've only been in town like not even 48 hours.
And here they come.
Welcome to the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin, Ireland. And I'm in front of our Camden Court Hotel now. I'll be making my way past Trinity College. You've heard of this, Michael, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, many times.
And every time I step out in the streets, we run into Pittsburghers. So we're going to head down to a place called the Temple Bar area. We're also going to check out a castle there. And in the meantime, you're a half person from everyone in Pittsburgh. The same is true in Ireland. So one of the people on our AAA trip is Don Lover. Don is an old neighbor. 30 years ago, I moved from his neighborhood to the one I currently am still in. And Don went to see the Book of Kells. Is that what it's called?
Book of Kells, Larry.
Book of
and
Kells.
This is Don.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to Michael Bartley.
Hi, Don. The Book of Kells. You went to the Book of... Oh, that's big. That's big. At Trinity, yeah.
So what is...
The Book of Kells, Larry, is a collection of the four Gospels in the Catholic faith, in the Latin language, and they're trying to preserve it in their special books that they put together. And it's amazing that they store these books in the long room. I've never been in such a long room with library shelves of books. Unfortunately, some of the books are under restoration, but the room itself is incredible.
And what about being here, Don, for the game? Obviously, you came with us. And there's about 150 of us on one AAA travel trip, but there are so many Pittsburghers. I'm sure even you ran into Pittsburghers everywhere you've been so far.
Yes, I ran into friends from Wexford, believe it or not. And it feels like, Larry, downtown Pittsburgh with a bunch of people from around the tri-state area. Incredible feeling. The Steeler fans are out numbering the Viking fans probably 10-1 at this particular time.
Yeah, and I literally, Michael, saw one Viking fan in our hotel. That's
I was just going to ask
one.
You and Don. I haven't seen any of them in any of the coverage.
Nope.
No, and as I make my way to this Temple Bar area, we're going to be in a situation where we're going to run into thousands of Steeler fans. Oh, so I'm looking forward throughout the course of the show to be able to do that.
Yeah, you're pacing yourself right now. Hey, Don, when you were at the Book of Kells, there are major other authors, James Joyce, some of the original stuff, all that stuff is over there. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But you know, Michael, the amazing thing is it shows how they put together the Book of Kells, the manuscripts itself. That was fascinating to see. If you're over here, it's worth the trip to Trinity College to go see the Book of Kells.
I know everyone's there for the Steeler game, but you know, the one thing about Dublin is people don't understand too, and I know Guinness gets a lot of attention. It is a very cultural city. Oh, a double-decker just went behind you. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of which, 100 of our 150 people on the AAA trip are right now at the Guinness Brewery.
Oh.
So I'm thinking this afternoon's going to be pretty entertaining.
Oh.
Meanwhile, thanks, Don. I had to come to Dublin to see my old neighbor.
Thank you, Larry, for having me.
All right.
And, go Steelers.
And Michael,
go Steelers.
Thank you. Michael, I got my wingman.
There's that's my Ryder, man Ryder. Ryder. That's my there man.
He's going to be my videographer for the rest of the road here.
Hey, Ryder, don't let anyone push you around when you get to Temple Bar, because they're going to be drunky, wonky. I know some of the people on your trip. Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? Here comes some Steeler fans now.
Hey.
Where are you from?
Florida.
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 Hey, we're live on KDK Radio in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
What's your name?
Patrick and Paige.
Of course, Patrick.
Patrick.
Paige. What part of Florida?
Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach.
Yeah. Nice, beautiful. We've been there. I took a Disney cruise out of it.
Oh, yeah. Working out.
So, just curious, were you from Pittsburgh? No, you're just...
No, I'm from New York.
So why are you Steeler fans?
Our friends have season tickets.
Your friends have season tickets.
We'll be up. We go every year.
Yep. You do come, come to Acrisure?
Yep.
Every year.
Well, Sunday it's going to be welcome to Croke Park Stadium.
That's it.
What's your experience been like so far walking around the city?
So far it's been excellent.
Lots
people
Steeler
are great.
No Vikings.
It's unbelievable. Vikings. You know, in 1100, the Vikings attacked the island.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And things haven't been right since for them.
Yep.
I'll just put it that way. All right. Well, nice to meet. What's your name? Paige and
Patrick,
of course.
Yep. Paige and
weekend.
Patrick.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for letting me accost you in the streets in Dublin. So that's the way it is, brother.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to start our journey. You're going to go with our journey all the way down to this really fantastic part of town. And you're going to see by the time, you know, it's 11:12 here.
Yeah.
So we're 5 hours ahead of you. So it's going to be lunchtime shortly. And that's people are already out and about. So we'll check in here in another few minutes. But the journey begins. Let's go.
Beautiful.
Here we go, Steelers.
Hey, Larry, before I forget, so Pat Guerrero texted me. She's at, she's going to be at a high tea on Grafton Street. You know Pat Guerrero. That's Dan and Pat Rooney's daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patricia. That's Patricia.
Pat, I met her many times over the years at the Ireland Fund dinner.
Absolutely.
The late ambassador and Patricia Rooney, his bride, hosted. And I got to tell you, Michael, Dan Rooney is somebody that the people here know and respect for what he did to help broker the peace.
There's no question. Hey, Larry, I'm telling you, on the Blessed Mother, when you were interviewing that lady who knew when I was saying about my folks in Galway and the Ashford Castle, as God is my judge... That doorman said, do you know Dan Rooney, is when I walked in there. But anyway, their daughter, the late Dan and Pat Rooney's daughter, Patricia, whom you met 1,000 times, a buddy of ours, she's going to join us. She's going to be on Grafton Street in Dublin, and we're going to ask her some questions, 9:05 Pittsburgh time. She just texted. She's all excited. You know what? To talk about what this weekend would mean to her dad and mother, it would be unbelievable.
All right, we'll check in here in another few minutes. I'm starting to walk. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, boy. All right. Larry Richard and Ryder, live coverage from Dublin, continues in a moment. Oh, boy, this is so fun. How about those people from Florida? I'm telling you, I don't care where you're from. I mean, the Steelers are the greatest franchise in the world. I don't care who likes it. All right, their live coverage continues in Dublin in a moment. For the time being, it's 6:15 coming up in Pittsburgh.
I guess I'm going to have to hold it.
All right, this is the Big K Morning Show. I'm outside of Divot's Pub, where we met some Steeler officials last night, obviously talking business at all times. Michael, this is 1871, which in Ireland is kind of a new place.
I know. That's so true. Oh.
It is.
You know,
and,
one time I did a story on the, what was it, the 100th anniversary of St. Paul's Cathedral in Oakland. And the, and this Irish guy who was visiting, he said, 100 years? Wouldn't you wait to at least 500 or 1,000 to do this big story like this? And he was right. Like, the 100 years means nothing to the history of the city you're in right now, Larry.
Yeah, you know, that's so true. There's a bar called the Brazen Head, which is about a kilometer from here, that's been in operation since the 1100s. It is the longest continuous serving bar on the island.
Wow.
And there's a guy that was a manager there named Vince Dooley. Dooley was my grandmother's maiden name. I was always curious, but there are a lot of Dooleys in Ireland. And guess what? He was married to a woman from Pittsburgh.
What?
So, yeah. I mean, so there's always a Pittsburgh connection. And just walking down, we're about a mile and a half from Temple Bar. So I'm going to continue that journey down there. So what's it been like at home for people talking about this weekend right now?
I'm telling you,
the energy,
Larry, I tell you, you know, and I we did after you, when you knew you and I were doing the show yesterday, and when you called and we had so much fun, I did the thing with one of the bar owners with the harp and fiddle in the Strip District. And then Sunday morning, all the bars in Western Pennsylvania are opening at 8:30 in the morning. The harp and fiddle is at capacity, standing room only. So are the other Irish bars in Pittsburgh. So everybody is like changing plans. There are a lot of people that aren't going to go to their regular church service. They're changing that so that everybody could be ready at 8:30 in the morning for the pregame, all that type stuff. It's an excitement like you can't believe. And I said to some of the bar owners yesterday, this is like on a St. Patrick's Day all over again in Pittsburgh, and it's kind of true, you know?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day in Pittsburgh is as big as it is anywhere, maybe, you know, Boston.
Yeah, Chicago.
The Irish here don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day as much as we do.
I'm looking at
just walking down one of the main downtown Dublin here.
I'm looking.
We're near Trinity College.
Oh, you are.
And so there's a lot of students, and it's Friday, and you can imagine, like everybody else on a weekend, they're getting ready. And one of the most
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unusual thing so far is everybody here's talking about the weather. As you can see,
I was just gonna say I'm looking at the skies behind you and that sun on you. The weather looks great.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for the game on Sunday, but make it a little rain tomorrow, but that's not gonna change everybody in terms of the party atmosphere. So when we get down to the heart of the city, you'll see big difference.
When you did, I'm sure that you got to bed early last night, but what was the atmosphere last night with the folks on your trip?
Well, we went out to a place called the Bleeding Horse, which is a pub.
Yeah.
And it was packed. And it was just like in the movies, you know, where people were having Guinness and just talking. They had two musicians there playing guitars and singing, and they started to play the song from, you know, West Virginia's theme song, Country Roads.
Oh, yeah.
And even though the native people from Ireland, everybody started singing, like spontaneously.
Oh.
So I videotaped it. I'll have to share that with you because it was pretty interesting to hear this whole Irish pub singing Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Oh, sitting in a pub with those musicians in the corner. It's so fun. Go ahead.
The other thing I want to mention is in Ireland, they drive on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
So when you're crossing the street, you got to keep telling yourself, I got to look both ways because the cars are coming in opposite directions. So it's kind of strange downtown here to do that.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. Listen, take your time. I'm gonna let you go here. You're going to be back up right after our man Paul Rasmussen has news coming up here in a few minutes.
Yes.
All right. Keep it going there, Larry. Be careful. Now, look both ways. Look both ways. That a boy. All right. Larry Richard, live coverage from Dublin, continues in a moment. In the meantime, 6:25 here in the Burg. Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from the streets of Dublin with thousands of Steelers fans. It all continues. But here's what you want to do. You want to see Larry, and you want to see him talking to everybody and the streets of Dublin. Here's what I want you to do. This is really easy. Go to the video stream. Watch us online. KDKA video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. All you got to do, go to kdkradio.com. Click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream, or even easier, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, youtube.com, okay? Search KDK Radio, and the first thing that pops up, you'll see this. It'll say KDK Radio Live, and you'll see Larry right there, Larry Dooley Richard, who's and there's Ryder right behind you. You're walking down. What street are you on?
That's a great question. Ryder, you have the GPS. We're going to take you guys to a castle.
Oh.
And we're walking near
on Castle Street.
This is Castle Street, and we're right near Trinity College, Michael.
I know that neighborhood. I love it there.
And we're walking by. This is cool. There's little.
Go to the castle?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a turn here. Ryder's my guide. We're going to the castle. I want you to see because they got it all set up.
Do you understand how wonderful it is to watch you walking, Larry? And you know, I know you're not seeing this, but right behind you, every couple steps, there's a double-decker bus, and that is so Dublin.
Well, once we just passed, remember the old ducky tours they used to have in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they have ducky boats, the same things. They were World War II amphibious. I guess they're like a heavy metal. I don't even know how they floated. Obviously, we don't do them anymore in Pittsburgh because of the danger. But they have just went past. And everybody on the ducky tour, I sent a video to Aaron that we'll post. You'll see is wearing a Viking hat with the horns. But they're not Vikings fans. And at first I thought so. They're Viking tours. Because the Vikings came here in the 1100s and ruled for quite a while. So there's a rich history here in Ireland with the Vikings.
And you know, you did that interview with Dan Rooney, Jimmy Rooney last week. And didn't he said to you, "Yo, yeah, the Irish drove the Vikings out of Dublin once," related to the game on Sunday. That was really cool what he said.
All right, Ryan, where are we going?
Where are you going?
Is this in here? We're going into, is this the castle?
Yeah.
Thank you. So we just passed security, and it says NFL this way. There's an NFL experience set up, much like they do at the Super Bowls. So,
boy, this is huge.
Seeing a bunch of Steelers fans here. We'll snag one or two.
Okay, all right.
Okay, wait till you see this castle. This is fantastic. Here, take a look. I'll stop down for a second.
Okay. Pan over.
NFL experience. This dates back to, I don't know when.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And wait till you see. Hang with me for a minute.
No worries.
Because there's the NFL experience, which is kind of 1,000 years of history in the heart of this nation's capital, Dublin. And at the top of the hill, they've got this giant NFL sign with goalposts set up. So now I'm seeing a lot of Steeler fans who are gathered here. And keep in mind, 82,000 people A lot of those people are also maybe not related to the Vikings or Steelers. It's kind of a general NFL experience.
Yeah, I think the NFL said the other day that they had, it'll probably be 40,000, upwards, what, 30 to 40,000 NFL fans from the United States visiting Dublin. But, you know, for Steelers fans, like you said, this is like going to the Super Bowl.
So this is, there's a merch tent set up, of course.
That, Larry, that architecture behind you is incredible. That is so Dublin and so Irish.
So when I get up here, I'll get a little closer, I'll show you where you can, they've set up a field and people are kicking.
Wow.
And doing all kinds of stuff. Look at that.
Look at that. That's it. There it is.
Cool.
There it is. There it is. Look at, there's the NFL shield. Absolutely gigantic. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, check it out.
Right in the courtyard of this great and ancient castle. Pretty amazing.
Unbelievable. Look at that architecture. And I know that is, Larry, are you on the Trinity College campus, technically? Do you know?
No, this is close, but this castle's been here for 1,000 years.
Wow.
Let me find it. Yeah, this is like maybe a Pro Bowl field, you know, walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There's Steeler fans here in this NFL experience. So for a lot of people, we forget that many people there will be from Ireland, and they've never been to an NFL game before.
Yeah, this is so cool. That's why.
This is all new, and the country's very excited about having the Steelers in particular here because of the relationship with the Rooneys.
Yeah.
Former Ambassador Rooney spent 3 years in what is basically the ambassador's residence is like a castle, very un-Rooney-like, because Mr. Rooney liked to keep things simple.
I know.
So.
But Larry, you know, and we kind of forget this, when the Steelers have success and the Steelers win the Super Bowl and it's tied to the name Rooney, the people of Ireland take unbelievable pride in that. That's one of their own. The Steelers are one of their own.
Yeah, before we go real quick, and again, we're in this courtyard, big NFL experience set up. I'm going to harass some Steeler fans.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Hi, I'm from Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Hi.
Where are you from?
We're live. My husband's from Pittsburgh.
Hey, how you doing?
What part of Pittsburgh?
Florida.
Oh, from McKeesport.
Oh,
McKeesport.
Yeah.
All right, how long have you lived in Florida?
40 years.
How do you like it so far?
Oh, it's good. It works.
And honestly, this game, you guys got to be fired up.
Oh, we are.
So excited.
Yep.
So that's Michael Bartley back at the stadium or stadium.
We love McKeesport. We love everything. You look great. You look great.
Yeah. Kennywood.
Oh, there
Kennywood.
Yeah, Kennywood. Yeah, Kennywood gets a shout out.
We just went to PNC Park last weekend.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, enjoy the game.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Michael, we'll let you get going. We'll check back. We got more to bring you here from Dublin, Ireland on the Big K Morning Show.
Larry, that was fantastic. All right, we got so much more to go. Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin continues after the break coming up.
We've been hearing a Steelers takeover is underway right now in Dublin, Ireland.
And we're seeing it live. Oh, man, Paul, isn't this you got to admit, this is fun.
Yes, with Larry Richard overseeing the proceedings at the game as our PA announcer. Isn't that great?
I know, it's fantastic. And all those Steelers fans were, hi, Larry. Hey, Larry. Hi, Larry. Oh, it's so fun. I love it.
Penguins practice at the Lemieux Center in Cranberry that's happening today, tonight, is expected to be packed with fans. And the reason is Marc-Andre Fleury will be in uniform.
So that's such a big deal. And I guess I underestimated how many people would be going there. So this is going to be at capacity?
I guess so, at the Lemieux Center. And then, of course, at PPG Paints Arena, a sellout is expected for a preseason game, for crying out loud, against Columbus on Saturday night.
Who would a preseason exhibition game
all
sold
for Marc-Andre Fleury's farewell. Isn't
you know,
that
and
cool?
I'll tell you, and he was really such a favorite. The fans just love him here. They really, really do. Unbelievable.
And we have dry weather ahead. Guess what? After a couple inches of rain, as much as 3 in some places, no rain in our forecast as far as the eye can see.
And I got to tell you, Paul, I was sitting on the porch yesterday and looking down at my lawn, and the rain was great to have, but it didn't make a hills a bean a hill difference, whatever, you know what I'm trying to, it didn't mean anything. It's still yellowish, brown, green.
It didn't move the meter much, did it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Unbelievable. Oh, man. All right, Paul, this is fun to watch Larry in Dublin.
Hey, listen, I'm enjoying listening to you two go back and forth. This is nice.
And don't you worry, we're going to go right back. All right, Paul Rasmussen, thanks so much. All right, now, I want to, I know you love listening to AM 1020 and 100.1 FM, but I can't stress this enough because it's so fun to watch Larry walking through the streets of Dublin. It's fantastic. So here's what I want you to do. Don't forget. And this program is sponsored by AAA. Okay, but listen, Katie, we're on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey app, you can go to the Odyssey app now, but you can watch us because Larry is live on the live stream with live video, walking the streets of Dublin. All those Steelers fans, who we just saw a couple of, the guy grew up in McKeesport, and the lady's like, oh, I remember Kennywood. That's so wonderful. There they all are in Dublin. This is so fun, and this is the reason why Pittsburgh is the international name for the next couple of days as the Steelers take on the Vikings. Okay, so here's what you do. Our video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. This is the fun way to enjoy Larry in Dublin this morning. All you have to do, go to kdkradio.com, all right, and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. All you do is hit a button. Don't worry about it. All you do is hit a button. So, this is even easier, I'm telling you, okay? On your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your PC, whatever you have, it's okay. Just go to KDK Radio, go to YouTube.com, all right? Click on YouTube, open that up. You'll see a search thing, okay? You hit that. Type in KDKA Radio. Up pops our YouTube KDK Radio page, all right? And you'll see the first right at the top, KDK Radio Live. Hit that, and there you go. You're off to the races. You're going to see Larry's live reports for the next, for the next 3 hours. This is just a blast. All right? So now you know how to do it. Now you know how to do it. Because I don't want you to miss. Here's what I want. I want you to see... The architecture behind him and the fans, people you probably know who are in Dublin. Larry's talking to a gazillion fans, all those folks. I want you to see that for yourself. That's what I want. I don't want you to miss that. All right? KDKRadio.com or go to YouTube and type in KDK Radio. You will see everything Larry has to offer, and it's just, we're just having a blast. We're just having fun, all right? I just don't want you to miss that. Here we go.
Here we go, live from Dublin, Ireland, in the heart of it, now near the Temple Bar. We just toured the castle, the NFL experience, and the Today Show just shot a segment here, too. And I'm running into tons of Pittsburghers. Here's a couple that just got back from their overnight flight. What's your name?
Let's go, Mark and Don Christie.
Hey, everybody.
And guess where they're from, Michael?
Where? Where?
Green tree. They could throw golf balls at our building.
I'm in Green Tree right now. I'm in Green Tree right now. I wish I was where you are.
Hey, Mike, we came all this way just to see Larry in Ireland. You
yeah. I love it. I love it.
And we thought he was at Fitzsimons already, and then he wasn't there. And my husband's like, go find him. We got to go find him.
Wait, how long did he is. There he is.
Like a pot of gold. There's literally thousands of fans here. And they got the network, as I said. There's that camera draws people like flies.
Oh, does it ever.
Yinzer Nation is represented. Yinzer Nation's represented well this week.
It's beautiful here, too. We got here early in the morning. There was no one here walking up and down the street. You want to be on TV, too? Oh, hi. Hi.
Oh, there's a Steeler fan.
Where are you from?
Georgetown, PA.
Michael Bartley's back in Pittsburgh, and we're just giving everybody a flavor in the tour. Uh-oh. There's an uprising of Vikings fans trying to
wait. Let's see. Let's see.
With our Steelers.
Woo! Let's go, Steeler Nation!
Get that Viking fan out! Get him out! Get him out!
So, what are you guys gonna do today?
Yeah, what? I think we're gonna do a little bit of bar crawl.
And then we're heading to the Guinness store for our tasting and tour. And then the Brazen Head, Joey Porter.
Oh, where's Joey at?
Joey and Brett Kiesel.
Where are they? I forget. Marion Square. Maybe. We're part of it.
I gotta go find Joey Porter or Brett Kiesel.
Hey! Tell Joey Porter's wife, Christy Porter. She's a friend of mine. Joey's wife. She'll be there. I saw her on Facebook. Joey Porter's wife, Christy. She's fantastic.
Okay, all right.
We'll go find her next.
For sure.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you.
I love it.
Thanks, Larry.
Enjoy your time.
See you soon, guys.
We're going to take you inside a pub.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Whew.
That's right, Michael.
It's lunchtime there. I know. Oh.
I could show you.
Let's see.
All the way. So if you're listening on the radio, which obviously most of you, but I highly recommend that if you can, you go onto our live stream or our all-new KDK Radio YouTube page. And want to thank Metropolitan Wind. Also, this trip is sponsored by AAA. And I want to thank everybody from AAA. Marita Williams put this together for us. We have about 150 Pittsburghers with us. And if you're looking for something to do in the near future, they've got the AAA Snowmobile Adventure in Jackson, Wyoming, right there at Yellowstone Park. 5-night stay, 3 days full of a guided tour. All the winter gear is supplied for you. Then you get a free day to roam. I could just see Michael Bartley on one of those snowmobiles.
Oh, I love that.
Visit a AAA office or go to 800-354-8761. And we thank AAA for all they do. We've had a great partnership with them, obviously, for decades. And here's the Today Show.
Where?
I don't know this. Uh-oh.
Somebody take it, Fred.
Wait a minute.
Hi. We got some Viking fans.
Oh, geez.
Look at that. With network talent.
Oh, ho, you are in trouble.
They got no enthusiasm.
I know. Look at hey, Larry. They look scared. They look scared.
They are scared.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kathy. I'm from North Carolina.
And how long have you been a Steeler fan? Were you a Pittsburgher?
For life. I'm born in Pittsburgh.
Where?
Monroeville.
You sure? I'm sure.
Well, I'm from a little town outside of there, but nobody would know it.
We'll say it.
We might know.
Well, everybody knows Plumbing.
Plumboro?
Oh, yes.
Plumboro? We all know Plumboro. Hello?
Well, we do. You're right. Pat McAfee. You're right.
Where is Pat? He should be here.
Yeah, where is he?
He's in the bar drinking. I just had a shot.
Everyone's in the bar drinking.
Where else would you be?
Well, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
God have mercy. Wait, Plumboro, we love Plumboro.
Hold on.
Oh, this? Who's that?
Sweeper's here.
Wait, look out.
on the Steelers.
He has a.
He loves. Even the street sweeper loves the Steelers, Michael.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
All right, you ready? We're going to get the chant going right here.
Ready, go.
All right. Here we go, Steelers. Steelers. Here we go.
Here we go,
Steelers.
Here we go.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Michael, we'll check back. I'm going to check into a pub, see what's going on.
Oh, boy.
Temple Bar.
We can't wait. Here we go. Larry's checking in, walking right in there. Let's see. It's 12:13 Dublin time. He's walking right into those taverns. Oh, those people are so fun. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk, but the Minnesota fans did look scared. They looked scared as hell because there were like three of them and 80 gazillion Steelers fans from Plumboro, McKeesport. How about that lady mentioning Kennywood? I'm still laughing at that. Oh, man. When I say that Steelers fans have converged on Dublin, have they ever? And Larry's camera's there today is capturing everything. Oh, my. Here they go. All right, Larry's going to be inside the tavern coming up. You do not want to miss that. And I know a lot of you are listening on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, but don't forget this. I have to keep reminding you. You want to see what Larry's reporting live from Dublin, all right? So go to kdkradio.com, our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. You just click kdkradio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. Ba-boom. Ba-boom! All right? And then even easier, go to youtube.com, okay? Hit the search bar. Type in KDK Radio. It'll open right up to KDK Radio Live, and it'll be right now. Larry is walking into the tavern right there in Temple Bar, Dublin. All those Steelers fans, oh, man, they're chanting. They're having a blast. That live coverage, Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin, continues in just a moment. In the meantime, it's 7:15. It's right in the middle of the rush.
All right, Big K Morning Show live from Temple Bar in Dublin, Ireland. We just, with this group of Steelers fans, we're on the Today Show on NBC. So they're pretty fired up.
I got to get it. Is that it? Are you guys done on the NBC?
Let's go.
Yeah,
he
started yet.
Oh,
They were just warming up.
Oh. How about?
Where are you in from?
Connecticut.
Sewickley, and proud of it.
Yeah!
Yeah, what about it, Michael?
Sewickley!
Matt, come on!
Come on, Dan!
Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Oh, look at that behind you, Larry. Look at those terrible towels.
Live on the Today Show on NBC, all these Steelers fans. But you can watch us on the radio at kdkradio.com and our live stream, YouTube page, get our free Odyssey.
Look at that.
This is crazy, Michael.
No wonder those Vikings fans look so scared.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Larry, wait, Larry. Larry, I'm watching the Today Show right now, and there they are.
Yeah.
I see them twirling the terrible towels.
That's us.
That's you guys
right there.
There it is. Wait a minute. Wait, I think I see you in the back. There it is. Oh, they just teased it. Oh, this is beautiful. The Steelers fans are getting more publicity than they've ever gotten ever. Wow.
I'm going to be right back out.
Yeah, you know what? Just to give you an example, you know, so like take today's show's ratings for their show every morning, and then you put Pittsburgh Steelers fans on, you know, all these things kind of build up, Michael, to, you know, the publicity that we're getting for the city. And that's part of the attraction, obviously, for the region, and this is just a microcosm of what's going to happen for the NFL draft in Pittsburgh on April weekend, third weekend into April. So this has been fun so far, and we got more time. We're going to show you some more of the flavor of Dublin, Ireland throughout the morning show here.
You know what, Larry? You make a great point that connection to the draft coming up on the North Shore, and that's not that far away, in April of 26. But Paul Rasmussen and I were talking this morning about this Dublin game, the first regular season game, and for the past week and up to, there's the Today Show there live, internationally, Pittsburgh, the name of our city, all of it is just, everyone is just so happy.
Go Steelers!
Here they are!
Where are you guys from? What part?
Washington, PA.
Yeah!
Yeah.
What's your names?
CJ, Johnny Patch,
Frank.
Johnny Patch and Frank are here.
They're from Washington, PA.
We flew in yesterday. We've been enjoying it. We're going to be here for the next week or so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You get a tour of the town. So
absolutely.
What do you think of Dublin so far?
Oh, we love it. Black and gold for as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, it's pretty epic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like being down the south side.
Yeah, absolutely.
It went all out, man. Slides everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Michael.
It is all so right. Cool.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves. Represent.
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, it's pretty cool, Michael, because everywhere people are shouting out to us, so it's been a lot of fun.
Of course. Oh, man. Oh, this is fantastic, Larry. Washington, PA. We've had Plumborough, McKeesport. They're all there. Everyone's there. Oh, it's so wonderful.
So, I don't know. I promised I took some videos inside the Temple Bar. It's packed.
It looks
100% packed. So we're going to go in. I want to take you in and do a live shot, but it was actually too crowded and too loud to do it. So we're going to find a pub that's a little more subdued than that one. But anyone that's here knows where the Temple Bar is. And then there's a place called Fitzsimmons we're going to go to next. So
that Fitzsimmons.
We'll check in.
Yeah, the Fitzsimmons. That's a Steeler bar. That's a Steeler bar. Okay, Larry Richard, live coverage. On the Big K Morning Show, live from the streets of Dublin, we'll return in just a few moments. Man, look at all those Steelers fans in Dublin's fair city. We absolutely love it. They're so happy. And listen, you want to see your relatives in Dublin? Go to kdkradio.com, hit live stream. We're live on the stream right now. Or go to our YouTube page and just click and just type in KDK Radio, ba-boom. It pops up, KDK Radio Live, and you'll see all your folks. All right, Larry and his coverage in Dublin will return in a moment. In the meantime, it is 7:25 in the middle of the round. Larry Richard show. Live from Dublin. There he is right there.
Yes, I'm on the River Liffey.
The River Liffey.
It runs through downtown Dublin. I just stepped outside and away from the Temple Bar and Fitzsimmons, which is a Steelers bar. Just went inside, and it's already packed, as you can imagine, with Steelers fans. So the beautiful weather here, it's cool, but it's gorgeous sunshine. So people are out in force. And I want to show you my wingman, Ryder. He got a new shirt. Look at this Guinness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Turn around, Rod. Show in the back. Yeah, it's got the official emblem of the Guinness famous beer here, and a bunch of people went on the tour. It seems like everybody that comes here, Michael, needs to go on the Guinness tour. The heck is that? What they're trying,
what is that
woman dragging? She's dragging a suitcase, but she's not using the wheels on this surface anyway.
I was like, what is that?
So as we talk, I'm gonna walk.
Larry, wait, Larry, show us, just show us that, the River Liffey. Just show us that.
Yeah, this is the River Liffey. By the way,
wow.
I want to thank AAA for making this happen, and log on to kdkradio.com. Check out our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also our KDKA YouTube page is blowing up today. because we've taken you literally on a walking tour of Dublin throughout the course of the show and more to come. But it's beautiful and if you see the river here, which cuts through the heart of Dublin. And
that that scenery right there, right behind you, the River Liffey. The Irish Americans in Pittsburgh, as you know, we have a big Irish city, and all the Steelers fans. This is such a big deal. That scene right there, I'm almost gonna cry here. That's so beautiful. Look at that sun glistening off that water, and those buildings behind you. That's so Dublin.
Well, the truth is, so many people immigrated from Ireland. You know, the famine. And the history of Pittsburgh, and the truth is, a lot of Pittsburgh looks a lot like Ireland.
It kind of does.
And so, yeah, I mean, the green in rivers. The summer that we have, the cloudy days and rain. Of course, we've had a most unusual summer, and we're going to try to cross the road back to the party area. This is where it is right now.
And it's Larry. It's
can I get arrested for jaywalking?
Just say you're a Steeler fan. You'll be all right. Say you're.
This is a Reuters.
What's that? Oh, look at that. Larry, don't jaywalk. But if you get arrested, just say your name's Larry Rooney. Everything will be okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet up. Guess who's gonna meet me here in the next half hour?
Who?
Ellen Gamble's on the trip.
Oh, where is she? Where is she? Well, I have an APB out on her. Tell her I want traffic. I want the traffic in Dublin. A traffic report.
We're back to the party area now. This is the Norseman.
Oh boy, look at that.
And then look down the street. So. For those listening, this is ancient road. They've shut it off to traffic just for this game. And the excitement for Sunday, 82,000 people. At one point, when they were trying to get tickets, they had 650,000 people in the queue to try to get tickets for this game. So there'll be people, obviously, from all over the world, but I have a feeling just like every game for the Steelers, they travel well. I see Pittsburgh Penguins, and how you doing?
Hi.
We're live on KDK Radio. What's your name?
My name's Jared.
Where are you from?
Pittsburgh. Zillionaire.
Zilly.
What's your name?
Terry.
When did you guys get here?
Yesterday.
Have you ever been to Ireland before?
No, the first time.
And how hard was it to get tickets? We were just talking about so many people trying to get tickets.
Yeah, I was 505,000 in line.
Wow.
In the queue.
You just got your tickets yesterday. And who's this young guy?
Yesterday.
This is my son, Braden.
Hey, Braden. You excited to be here?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, yep. Braden.
How old are you?
How old, bud?
Oh.
Six, ten.
He's 10. He's shy.
Yeah, he's shy.
Michael. Hi, Braden. That's
so
okay.
So many people here are not shy. So
we know.
What are you going to do between here and there?
We're just exploring the city.
Is that podcast?
We're going right now.
Yeah, this is that's the Today Show on NBC. They're doing cut-ins. So.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you guys. Enjoy yourself. I love Zealand and Opal.
I do, too.
Take care.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Tahoe. Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ireland.
Oh, my God. A real Irishman.
Yeah.
We do exist.
Oh, Michael's. That's Michael Bardley in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Wait, where in Ireland are you from? Where in Ireland?
Well, I was born in Dublin, but I grew up in Kerry in the southwest.
Oh, I love County Kerry, the Ring of Kerry.
Yeah, I grew up on the Ring of Kerry in a place called Glenbeigh.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Oh,
where are your family from?
I'm from Clonbur and Galway. Clonbur.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, and Mam Cross in Galway and Tipperary. What's that noise?
I can't hear.
What are they doing?
We can't hear ourselves sing. But anyway, what do you think of having all these Americans here?
Oh, it's great. We're used to it. You know, we've had it a couple of weeks ago. We had a big game as well. So it's always nice to have Americans. They're very welcome.
Well, you guys have been really, really hospitable to us. So.
Well, I always say to my clients here, you know, that. If you're Irish, chances are you have relations. I have first cousins. I have an aunt in New York. I have an aunt in New Jersey. I have an aunt in Florida. So America is third. You're our cousins, basically.
I'm related to you.
So.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for your hospitality. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll let you get back to business, Michael. And we're going to check in with Ellen Gamble here at the Temple Bar right after the news at the top of the hour.
Beautiful, Larry. Way to go. How about that guy? Oh, man. He was. I love how the Irish talk. Between the River Liffey, that beautiful scenery, that gorgeous Irish sunrise, and the sun glistening off the River Liffey, and all those Steeler fans, this is epic. I can't help it. You know, Pat Septak came in and he said, Michael, you need to quit having so much fun. And I'm looking at him in the newsroom right now. And don't lie, I saw you perk up when they interviewed someone from Zillionople. I saw you. We know you love Zilly. How about that? And then Larry's interviewing these folks from all over Western Pennsylvania, from Washington, PA to Plumboro. It is just absolutely wonderful. So don't you worry. You just go to our YouTube page. All right, go to our YouTube page. Hit search, put in KDK Radio, and then it'll pop up KDK Radio Live. And you just hit that, and our live coverage, Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show. Oh, man, is this fun. Larry and Ellen Gamble on the streets of Dublin coming right up. This is going to be a blast. Don't you worry about that. In the meantime, back here in the Berg, how about that fog? Whoa. Be careful, please. And Paul Rasmussen was mentioning that.
Takeover of Dublin by Steelers fans is underway ahead of Sunday's game. We have Larry Richard roaming the streets in Ireland, and then we have our own Michael Bartley presiding over the radio riot here in Pittsburgh.
the operative word you just out of your mouth was takeover. It is a takeover. Wait, how about you loved when the guy from Ireland, and he said, "Oh, Michael's people," and the guy said, "Where are your people from?" that's what they say to you when you're in Ireland. Oh, you're from the States. Where are your people from?
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean here; it means there.
Right. You know which county, right?
And they take great pride in it. Why do you think all of Ireland is rooting for the Steelers? Minneapolis fans, but it's true.
One of the great news stories I think that is going to emerge from this is how many more people are coming to Pittsburgh from Ireland as visitors, and how many more Pittsburghers are headed there to enjoy their wonderful hospitality.
Paul, you can't buy this kind of publicity. Larry's walking down the streets and there's the Today Show doing stuff there. Come on, and it's everything's Pittsburgh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. In fact, the Penguins practice at the Lemieux Center in Cranberry is another item. They're expected to be packed with fans today at noon who want to see goalie Marc-Andre Fleury play one last time.
Wow. And you know what? In your estimation, in my mind, I think he's just a gentleman and just a nice, egoless person, and that's why fans love him. What do you say?
I mean, you know, Saturday night's game is a sellout, and there's a reason for that. The game with Columbus at PPG Paints Arena. Let me just put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that Fleury played a regular season game against the Washington Capitals, this is when he was with Minnesota. This is in the past season.
Mm-hmm.
When the game was over, the Washington players were skating off the ice,
mm-hmm.
and Alexander Ovechkin called them all back on the ice to shake Marc-Andre Fleury's hand and congratulate. That's how much he's loved.
There it is.
Now we've got dry weather ahead. After a couple of inches of rain, three in spots, now none in the forecast for more than a week, Michael.
Wow, unbelievable. And our lawns are still discolored. People are worried about the fog this morning was incredible. You were talking about that.
We still have some right out the windows here at Foster Plaza
I'm looking at out the window, and it looks pretty thick. So it's pea soup in some spots, not everywhere, but be careful driving, no question about it. Okay, Paul, where are your people from?
Stop having so much fun.
And then your buddy Pat Septak, when that guy Larry said, where are you from? And the guy said, we're from Zillionople. I saw Pat Septak sit up because he's so happy he's from Zillionople.
Where else can you go and bump into somebody from Zilly?
From Zilly.
Right? In Dublin.
And what a great town Zilly is, too.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much. Be right back. Larry Richard on the streets of Dublin. There he is. And guess who's with me? Look at PJ. PJ's waving to you.
Oh, the big boss, PJ Commander.
He's so happy. He's so happy. And I said, come on, he wants to see Ellen Gamble. Come here, PJ. Look. Where's Ellen Gamble?
Right. Here we go. There's PJ and Michael Bartley back at headquarters in Greentree at our studios, Odyssey, Pittsburgh. And PJ, it has been so long. We've kept her under wraps since she joined her. Our team, Triple A's, Ellen Gamble is here, the streets of Dublin.
Hi, how are you?
How was the Guinness tour?
It was lovely. I tried to bring you a to-go pint, and they wouldn't let me back out the doors.
Oh, my. I think right here where we are, it won't be hard to find a pint.
Indeed. And lots of Steeler fans, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, the Steeler Bar, Fitzsimmons, kind of headquarters for Steeler fans here.
Yeah.
There's some ex-players up there, alumni. And then down here, it's called the Temple Bar, and there's a castle nearby, like a couple of blocks away where they have the NFL experience set up.
Okay.
We want you to experience that.
There, indeed.
Indeed.
And then Sunday, obviously, the big game between the Vikings and the Steelers at Croke Park, 82,000 people. A bunch of them will be Steelers fans, but there'll be a few Vikings fans there, too. But also people in Ireland that have never seen American football, and they're very curious about it. And I'll be the public address announcer for the game and honored to do so. And the guy that's my right-hand man is named Bob Caldwell, and he's here too. Bob has been working with the Steelers games for what, Bob? How many years?
45.
45. Wow. How do you like it so far?
So far, so good.
So far. And neighbor Janet lives down in Jupiter, Florida, and you can't say, Michael, I don't know Jack, because Bob's brother Jack is here.
Hi, so, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Don't say that on a plane. I know. Thank you, guys. Bob, I'm counting on you to keep me straight on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to do my best.
All right. Back to Ellen.
Hello.
Where'd you go? Your husband's here?
My husband, Eric, is here, and it's been amazing. I wanted to say, when we came through customs, the gentleman at customs, Larry, said that for every 50 Steeler fans, there was maybe one or two of the Vikings.
Yeah, so, baby. Yeah, wow. Baby.
Here we go.
Here we go.
How would you describe this scene here, Ellen?
Oh, it's a party. It's really a party, and everybody's in really great spirits. When people are coming out and they see any Steeler gear, they say, here we go, or yay, Steelers. And a couple of sidelong glances from some Vikings fans. I don't know if you guys have experienced that as well, but yeah, just a blast.
You know what's very strange here for a traffic person is they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, and you know, really, but you know what, on the pavement, it says look right or look left, so they want to be prepared for those of us who don't know which way to look when we cross the street. So.
Yeah, because they know Americans, you know, we're not paying attention.
Yeah,
we're not
yeah.
paying attention.
And I think Pittsburgh, we're the bigger jaywalking city maybe in the world.
Yes, yes.
You can tell who's jaywalking here. Almost all of them have Steeler gear on.
Yes, and I'm one of them. I said, if there's a ticket for jaywalking, I should have gotten several by now here in Dublin. So, yeah,
so
absolutely.
The Today Show is set up on the corner here. We saw, did you see some of that? Michael, I know you put the monitor on back.
Oh, yeah, and I saw you in the background, Larry, and I saw them twirling the terrible towels. It was wonderful.
They have made special green terrible towels.
Yes.
Which, we thank AAA. They put them in part of the 150 people that we have on this trip. And by the way, I want to share that they have a trip coming up this winter want to mention. It's to snowmobile an adventure in Jackson, Wyoming, and Yellowstone Park. 5-night stay, 3 full days of guided tours, all the gear
supplied
to you. And you have a free day, too, to, I guess, go wherever you want on a snowmobile. Ever been on a snowmobile?
I have not, but that sounds like a blast.
It is a blast.
And it's an all-inclusive trip. You can visit any AAA office or call 800-354-8761. This is in January, some opportunities for a snowmobile adventure.
Yeah.
You might not be thinking snow right now, but it's best to sign up early for these trips.
Yes.
They do a tremendous job.
They do. I mean, they've been fabulous. If you haven't ever taken a AAA tour, just helping us out to get us acclimated here, they've been great. So, yeah, highly recommend.
Well, Ellen, nice to finally see you.
Ellen, wait a minute, Ellen, wait a minute.
All the way to Dublin.
Wait, Ellen, a minute.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of tours... Did you go on the Guinness tour then?
We did.
What was it like?
Amazing, because they do give you the history. There are like 7 different floors. They have what they call the gravity bar at the top, where you can see all around Dublin. And they tell you about the history and how everything is made and how they source all of the various ingredients from around Dublin and across Ireland, and how the Guinness family and the Guinness business has supported so many people. Generations upon generations of folks have worked at that company and been such a proud tradition. It's amazing. It's amazing. And there's a pint. We had a pint.
Did you have a couple of pints? I wanted to know. Did you have a pint or two?
Yeah,
all right.
So there you go.
All right. We'll check back for more of our tour of Dublin, Ireland on the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley, thank you.
Thank you, Larry Richards. Thank you. All right. Oh, my. I'm loving this coverage. I can't get enough of it today. Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin will continue in just a moment or two. Now, if you want to see it, I can't emphasize this enough, because I'm getting texts about, say that again, because people are loving. Go to YouTube.com. Listen, I'm a boomer. The young people call me boomer. I'm 63 years old. If I can do it, you can do it. Everyone's doing it. Go to YouTube.com. Hit search, type in KDKA Radio, and it pops right up. KDK Radio Live. Click on that. Boom. You see Larry talking to everybody on the streets of Dublin. Or go to KDKRadio.com for the live stream. And all you do is click to watch KDK Radio live stream. You just click on it. All right? It's fabulous. It's the best way to see Larry on the streets of Dublin. Trust me on that. Okay. It is 8:15. We've told you, Paul mentioned in the newscast, we've been telling you all morning about this very, very thick fog around. Wow, look at that picture of Larry in front of this building. Whoa.
That's Fitzsimmons here in the Temple Bar District. Remember when I showed you the river last hour?
Yeah.
We're a block from a river, one block from the river.
Larry, you just froze up. Oh, no. It's a block from the river. Fitzsimmons is a huge Steeler bar. Larry froze up. His signal froze up for a little bit, so just hang there. He'll be right back here now. As soon as that cleans up, I'll go right back to him. But I heard that Fitzsimmons is a major Steeler bar. Wait a minute. Is Larry back here? Hold on. Hold your horses. All right. He's working it out. Everybody settled down. Wait, Aaron, is this fun or what? To watch Larry in action in the streets of Dublin?
This has been the best experience, especially with this thick fog outside, to see the beautiful sun.
I know.
Where they're at. Here he is. Let's see.
Okay, hold on. Here he comes. There he is.
Sorry, guys. I almost got run over by a trolley.
Oh, gosh.
Lorries. So yeah, I'm on the corner. The big Steeler bar is Fitzsimmons, and then if I spin here and you look down the road there, you've got all of the bars lined up, and there are multiple streets set up like this, so that we're about a block from the river Liffey. And then I wonder if I can go into the bar. and see how cool it is.
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you.
Hey, guys. That's a great shirt.
Thank you.
Win or lose, I'm a Steelers fan or tie. Where are you ladies from?
Pittsburgh.
I could have guessed that.
Hi.
But be specific.
Steelers. North Hills.
North Hills?
Yeah. And she's in near Mars.
Mars, PA? I know where that is.
Yeah,
that's
me
out
too.
Of the world.
Where are you from?
I was born in Millville, and then we got thrown out when I was three, so I grew up in the north in Wexford area.
Okay.
Candles Township.
We used to
live in
We used to live in Wexford.
Yeah, that's Michael Bartley.
Hi.
You're live on KDK Radio in Pittsburgh right now. You're live with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you having a good time? Are you having a good time?
It's wonderful. It's a blast. We just came from the Guinness tour.
Have fun, ladies.
Our first Guinness.
All right. You never know. You're a half person from everyone. So my niece Holly's here. I just
heard somebody say, "There he is! There he is! There he is!"
Where are you at, Uncle Larry? So what's it like? Fitzsimmons is the Steelers.
Oh, it's the place.
It is
the place.
Which Hi, guy? Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
I'm Holly's friend.
Hi.
Did you have fish and chips?
Of course.
Yes, we did.
Of course. And it was delicious. Amazing.
I wish I had
That's
fish
Michael
and chips. Hi.
Back in the bird.
Was the fish and chips good? Was the fish and chips good?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
Is the bar crowded? Is it crowded in there?
Absolutely.
It's crowded in there.
Are there any Steeler fans in there? Larry, I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you.
You want to take a quick peek?
Oh, yeah. You have to
go away.
We won't.
Don't go away.
Don't worry.
I want to show you. All right. Hang on.
Hold on. Oh, I'm getting nervous.
Oh, there's music.
Oh, that looks fun. That's a great bar.
It's like this, Michael, no matter where we go.
But look at the stage. The musicians are playing, and on the stage it says Steelers Country.
Anyway.
All right, Larry, we'll get right back to you. Here we go. Oh, boy, oh, man. That was phenomenal. But that's one of several Steelers bars in Dublin. How about the music? The musicians are playing, and above them is the banner, Steelers Country. This is the greatest. I'm so happy. Oh, man. All right, it's 8:25. There's a lot of fog in Pittsburgh. Don't you worry. Don't panic. Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live in Dublin. We will continue our coverage. Oh, wait, go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're back.
Former Steeler tight end Matt Spaeth is here. He's much taller than me.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt, how cool is this for Steelers Nation and the Steelers to be playing in Dublin, Ireland?
It's incredible. It's incredible to be here. We've only been in Dublin for like 10 minutes now, and I already see you out here doing interviews.
By the way, Matt's 10 foot tall, so I'm not as short as it seems.
I met Matt. Matt, I met you.
Down
hey, Matt. Matt, I met you. I met you at the Ryan Shazier thing. I introduced you on the stage. And you and
yes,
I could.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember meeting you. Yeah, you are way tall. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to the right place, Matt.
Yeah.
It's Simmons. So enjoy your weekend,
we'll
man.
See ya.
Thank
yeah.
you.
We'll be back.
All right, big man. How about that,
Larry? That was
perfect
beautiful.
Perfect timing, Mike.
Wow, perfect timing.
So I'll let you go.
All right.
Get the traffic, and then I'll take you on another tour when we come back.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, the Big K Morning Show in Dublin live coverage continues. In the meantime, it's very foggy. It's a foggy Friday morning.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley back in Pittsburgh. Larry Richard on the streets of downtown Dublin. And Michael, this is Ryan Wilkinson. And Ryan has
How
a
you
special
doing?
Connection to Pittsburgh. What is it?
I do. So I'm here with Permane Brothers. We're in Dublin. We're bringing the Permane Brothers love to Dublin all day Saturday and Sunday.
That's fantastic.
Where can people who are here, because you can have their, they can text their family and let them know where you're going to be.
We'll be at the Croke Park Hotel starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, serving up the greatest sandwich in the land, man.
Have you had a chance for the locals to sample any Permanis?
We've done one local tasting yesterday. We're getting the bread and the fries kind of lined up, and we'll be ready for everybody on Saturday.
How many people do you think you might serve, Ryan?
We're hoping, I think we're ready for 2,000 sandwiches, something like that. So hopefully a long line, and if we sell out, you're going to miss it.
How do you love that almost everything they do outside the city, at some point or another, somebody says, did you have it for Manny?
Hey, listen, we're 1933, the Steelers, 1933 for Manny Brothers. It's a match made in heaven. We're excited to be here.
And the draft is going to be the biggest spectator event in the history of Pittsburgh. I imagine you're building up for that, too.
We're getting ready, man. Every day we talk about it, put the plans together, and we'll be ready.
All right, Brian. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry.
Good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that?
Wow.
You never know who you're going to run
you
into.
On a Steelers weekend, no, you don't. Where are you going?
I'm going down a street.
Where are you going?
The Today Show's still here.
They are?
We just saw former Steeler and broadcaster now, Max Starks.
Oh, wait, I love Max. I had him on the air yesterday.
He's a giant human being.
And he's a wonderful guy.
And he's a good dude. And I said, are you working right now? He goes, no. He had his two kids with him. He said, we're just having fun and having lunch. So I said, well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that some of the people from, and thanks to AAA, we're here with 150 Pittsburghers, and they're getting ready to go back on television.
Get back there, chanting Larry.
What?
Get back there.
All right.
They're chanting Larry, Larry.
Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go.
Where are you from?
Denora, PA.
Denora, I love Denora.
He's from down Denora, isn't that Griffey?
I love
there?
Denora,
Griffey, Stan Musial.
That's Michael Bartley back at the station. You see him?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you know Sister Sue Fazzini, the name Fazzini? They're from Denora.
Yes, I do.
They're Denora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fazzini. Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
Wait, is that Marty? Is that Marty? Marty, there's
Michael.
Marty Eisler. Larry, look behind you. Wait a minute. Is that Chip Burke? Is that Bill Eisler? Larry, turn around. That's Bill Eisler.
We met you on the Weekend of Honor.
And remember, Jordan, didn't you go to North Catholic?
Look
you
at Bill.
This guy is?
North Catholic Michael.
Hey, Bill. I heard people were sleeping. Huh?
He produced Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Where's the person at Steelers?
This is awesome.
I'm like, is that Marty Eisler behind you? Charles Burke. Hey, Bill. Is that Charles Burke Jr.?
Yes.
Marty.
You know what? Mr. Rogers, we were just talking about, encouraged me when I first got on television. He said, I watch your show every morning. He goes, you're so whimsical. I didn't know what that meant, Michael.
Wait. Hey, Bill.
But this is the guy.
Hey, Bill.
Who
hey,
really
Bill.
Produced it. Bill.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, wait. How about when Fred Rogers taught us when things would go wrong in the studio at QED, and he would do his show, and the engineers would chase him. Fred, we're sorry. We're sorry. And Fred would go like this. And I've been using this my whole life. He'd go like this. No need to elaborate.
It's the best, Michael.
Wait, have you been to Dublin before, Marty?
Yeah, I have in 19.
A few semesters ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I wasn't born yet, Michael.
He's making fun of me, Michael.
I know. I see that. Well, I see it. Wait, you guys.
Looking at the Pittsburgh Marathon. Who's this?
Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Griffin. George is here.
I'm back here.
Wait, is that. Hi, George. Is that Griffin? Oh,
yeah,
Griffin, I see you. When I see you, I think of a little kid.
I know, it's been a while.
I think of it as a little kid. Awesome. Wait, hey, Chip, hey,
like,
Chip. Hey, Chip Burke, Chip Burke, hey, Chip, hey, Chip. Wait a minute, Chip, ready?
Hey, Michael Bartley.
Wait, Chip, hey. Chip,
hey,
Chip,
hey,
Chip,
hey,
Chip.
Hey,
Chip. True or false, the Steelers are going to do it Sunday. The Steelers are going to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it. Hey, we're with the voice of the Steelers. They have to win.
Yeah, with the Larry's. He's a legend. Yeah.
I know.
Welcome to Croke Park Stadium.
It's another.
That's another Pittsburgh Steelers first down.
Yeah!
First down.
First down.
Check us out on the live stream at kdkradio.com and our YouTube page, KDK Radio. The YouTube page is blowing up today because people can watch while they listen to Michael Bartley and the Big K Morning Show.
Absolutely.
So we'll check back right after the top of the hour. We'll close out strong. But I want to thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you. See you, Michael.
Yay, let's hear Michael. Let's hear for Squirrel Hill and Shady Side. All right, way to go, guys. All right. All righty. All right, and we'll check in. We're going to interview Larry and I. Will talk with Dan and Patricia Rooney's daughter, Pat Guerrero. She's in Dublin, too. We're going to have her a little bit after the top of the hour. Oh, my. Is this fun or what? You know, I mentioned Bill Iser. Some of you would remember him. He was on the Pittsburgh School Board. There he is, running into Larry on the streets of Dublin. And he was the CEO of the Fred Rogers Company. When I think of Fred, oh, he would love the Steelers Dublin stuff. Because we worked with Fred for so many years.
I know.
Oh, my.
A famous group here.
And his wife, Joanne.
I'm going to explain why.
And
first of all,
I was with Bill Iser once at an expensive men's store.
I'm Gary.
We sort of forced
Hi,
Fred
Gary.
To
Hi, Gary.
I'll just never, because Fred was just such an innocent.
Woman?
You Karen? Know what? He was so
Hi,
authentic.
Karen.
What you saw is what you got.
And I remember, Susan.
And
Don.
The guy
Hi, Don.
Said, oh, fits perfectly.
And, your happy birthday.
The bill.
He turned 29
the
today.
There was an expensive store. I'm not going to mention which one.
Happy birthday.
He looked at the bill
Thank
and he looked at us and he said,
This
Mercy.
Guy is a famous coach, right?
Oh, he never bought an expensive coat like that
steps.
Before. Fred was so humble. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to have live coverage on the streets of Dublin continue right after the news at the top of the hour. All right. So don't you worry about that. Go to our YouTube page. Type in KDK
oh,
Radio.
Man.
Just click on
I love it.
Come right up, KDK Radio
like
Live.
It's
don't
been
you worry about that.
Awesome. We're having a great time.
And we're
going to
continue our coverage. Larry, this is
everywhere.
Just fantastic.
I saw a few Steelers here, you know, alumni. The players are, you know, taking care of business because
right.
It is a business trip, as Coach Tomlin pointed out.
Yeah.
Well, you better take care of business.
Yeah, so
take care of Tom.
Have you ever been to Ireland before?
I have not. John and Susan have.
Yeah?
Yes. A week about 10 years ago, spent most of our time on different excursions throughout the southern part of Ireland.
How would you describe what this scene is like here? We're in front of this famous place, and I just found out. Look at the camera up there in the corner behind me. Up there by the cross.
Right.
That's a live stream that's going all over the world, and people can tune in from anywhere, like they can on our live stream at kdkradio.com and our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. We have people streaming so they can see you on the radio.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Larry. Thanks. All right.
There we go.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Now, I wanted to get.
Go. Yes. Oh, my God. Mi amigo.
Who is it?
This guy. Tell him where you're from.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Mexico City. I moved to Pittsburgh because of my fandom and love for the Steelers.
How about that?
Beautiful. You know, absolutely beautiful.
Before that, Washington, D.C., 12 years. And before that, Minnesota for 33 years.
So you have friends that are Vikings fans?
No, they are not my friends. They are my children.
We're going to beat Minnesota. Oh, wow. They're not my friends. They're not my friends. They're my children.
And this is my son, too. Two Vikings, two Steelers.
Like,
that's
oh,
so
wow.
Cool.
Yes. Wow.
Que pasa? It's the.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my.
This is fantastic.
This is fantastic.
So let me try my Spanish out on you. Right?
Okay, let's go.
Por favor, donde está la casa de los Steelers?
And Pittsburgh.
Acrisure
is no. Estadio Acrisure.
No, como dice Acrisure.
Estadio Acrisure. Here comes the steel line.
It sounds like it.
No, it is there. It's there right now.
Is that the steel line?
They're coming there.
Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Hang on. We got to see the steel line. Hang on, Pat. Stay right there. There it is. All right.
There.
All right, Larry, let me get to Patricia. Hold on here now. And Larry, keep your camera hot. There you go. Patricia Rooney, also in Dublin. Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Can you hear me, Pat?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I'm so... Wait, were you listening to Larry's interviews with those Steelers fans? And I'm thinking about Ambassador Dan Rooney, Patricia Rooney, your mother and father. What would they be thinking if they experienced what you're experiencing in Dublin with Steelers fans, the way Pittsburgh is seen internationally, and this game in Ireland?
Oh, they would be ecstatic. They'd be so happy. And I think they'd be honored that the Steelers got to play a regular season game here.
And what kind of reception are you getting?
Oh, my gosh. It's been fun everywhere we go. Yes, yes.
And you know,
everyone's excited.
And Pat, did you travel with the team?
No, we were on a different plane.
Okay. So listen, you know, and your dad and mom spent so much time there in Dublin and you know, near Croke Park as well, because your dad was the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Ireland under Obama. And he, you know that when we're talking to all the Irish people there as well. And you know, the name Rooney, your name, Patricia,
yes.
Rooney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly,
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guerrero, I mean, this is, what do you think about when you hear all that stuff?
Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, my dad did so much to help this country, and I just think it's so wonderful, you know. He was great.
And what about your mom?
Oh, well, her family's from here. I mean, so is dad's, but we still have all of those relatives. They're coming to the game with us. And my mom would just be, you know, just so excited.
And when you're there, because I was telling the story when I was at Ashford Castle, the doorman said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Pittsburgh." He says, "Do you know Dan Rooney?" You know how they do that all the time. And
yes.
do people ask you about all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As soon as you say you're from Pittsburgh. And even if you have Steeler gear on here, they start talking to you, you know, like, "Oh, we love Dan Rooney," and, you know, it's just fun.
Patricia Rooney Guerrero is my guest. She's the daughter of the late Ambassador Dan Rooney, the late Patricia Rooney. Pat, what's the takeaway of and the significance, historical significance in your mind, of the Steelers playing in Dublin, 9:30 a.m. Pittsburgh time on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think it's just the history of anyone who immigrates from Europe or wherever, and then just becomes successful and builds this amazing, amazing football team. It's just been fantastic.
And you're on Grafton Street in Dublin. Is that where you are?
Yes, I am. I actually had to come inside because they started some music out there. Wait, and I thought it'd be too loud.
And it seems, what is it, 2:15 there? It seems rowdy, Dublin does right now. And I think half of it is, maybe 100% of it is because of the Pittsburgh people there. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's because I've been on Grafton Street other times, which, I mean, it's great. But, yeah, it's definitely more exciting and fun.
Are you amazed at how many Steelers fans are there?
Oh yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right. Oh man, I'm telling you. Okay, Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Listen, have a blast. Bring home a winner. Tell Duffy I said hello. Tell everyone I said hello. And you got to bring home a winner. Okay.
Okay. We hope we do.
We will. Pat, have a great time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay. Bye bye. The daughter of Ambassador Dan Rooney and Patricia Rooney, Pat Guerrero. Patricia Rooney Guerrero. Can you imagine people talking about her mother and dad over there? Man, but the Rooneys are just so humble. So, so humble. But we're just loving it. Larry's coverage, live coverage from Dublin continues in a moment. Welcome back. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio. KDK will go back live to the streets of Dublin, the Big K Morning Show and Larry's coverage. Thousands of Steelers fans on the streets of Dublin right now, afternoon, and they're having a great time. Okay, now, speaking of our beloved Pittsburgh sports, what about our Buccos? Joining me now is Joe Block, as he does every Friday. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Well, what a tour of Europe.
I know. It's been fun. I tell you, it's been so fun. Yeah. You got to love Pittsburgh. There's such a loyalty, and you know all that. And Joe, we're coming down here to the end of the season here. What's our takeaway so far? I guess it would be conventional. The collective thought would be we have a superstar in Skeens.
I think that the takeaway for me with him is this is the best season a Pirates starting pitcher has ever had. And I'm talking about in the 1800s, 1900s, yeah. Any of our lifetimes and beyond. It's really something that we witnessed all together this year. And, you know, I think you could take that away from the team's record and just say, what a fantastic season he's had. And really almost unmatched start to his career these two seasons in Pittsburgh. It's been really fun to watch him. And, you know, as he said the other day, he said he's not pitching anymore. So are we.
Yeah, no doubt. What's the conversation in the offseason, Joe?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we're just observers, too. And I think, you know, who's going to manage the team next year? You know, that's still to be decided. Right now, it seems that Ben Cherington will return as the general manager. So, what will he be doing in the off season for the Pirates? You know, that's the thing that you know, we're all looking for. Obviously, there needs to be better hitters on this team, and the hitters that are here need to hit better, quite simply. So, the Pirates are dead last in offense, not only this year but throughout the entire decade. So, something has to change dramatically. Not only with who's here in terms of the hitters, but also the hitters that do come back, you know, they got to perform better. That's simple. So the pitching, they've done an excellent job with developing pitchers here. You know, there's so many great starting pitchers that are already here. It's probably the envy of just about every team in baseball. So they're doing something right with the pitching, but the hitting has not caught up, and that has to for this team to be competitive. And you know, there are ways that you could look at it that the Pirates can be the division winner next year. But there's got to be some really pointed moves, and hopefully they'll make them, because it'll be fun to watch what they do over the offseason to get them set up for next season.
Spot on, as always, the voice of the Pirates, Joe Block. Thanks. Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks for checking in with me, Michael. Take care.
You bet. Absolutely. All right. Coming up, Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from the streets of Dublin continues in a moment.
One of the greatest songs of all time, Stairway to Heaven. I feel like I found a little gold at the end of a rainbow here in Dublin, Ireland. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show with Michael Bartley in our studios. And Michael, just a magical trip. And a lot of people have said, okay, now what? Well, tomorrow, I guess everybody here has got a free day. They'll probably be caught up on their sleep because the flight overnight, most of the people took the red eye. You know, it takes you a day and a half to catch up. And then
There's so many different things to do and see and tour with the NFL experience and then get ready for the game on Sunday. And for me, I'll have a walkthrough. They'll go at the stadium, you know, line by line of what we're going to do. And I want people to know if they're watching the game 9:30 on Sunday morning, by the way, that's going to be carried by WTAE-TV. I seen Andrew Stocky here, by the way. And
oh, did you?
And there was a Bob Pompiani sighting.
Yeah. Oh.
Popping ain't easy.
I know. He's around. He's around.
Yeah, so the game, 9:30 kickoff in the morning, and as you pointed out earlier in the show, people have their watch parties planned, you know, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime setup for doing that. And looking forward to the game itself, and as Coach said, it's about business, taking care of business and getting a win. For everybody else, there's so much more fun and excitement here because of it. And I want to thank you sitting in for me, and our producer Aaron Farragonia always does a great job making this happen, and PJ Comanchik, our boss, and then the big boss Michael Spatchipoli. And we want to thank our partners like AAA,
yeah,
that brought you this broadcast from Dublin, Ireland. And by the way, Marita Williams, and people have heard her for many years, she's going to be hanging up her hat at AAA at the end of January. So a special thanks. She's on this trip. She said she wouldn't have missed it. Next big trip for people is a snowmobile adventure in Jackson, Wyoming, Yellowstone Park, 5-night stay, 3 full days of guided tour, and then, of course, a day to go off on your own. That is one of the most beautiful parts of our country, and you can visit any AAA office or call 800-354-8761 and get on that trip for January. Meanwhile, what a day it's been for me. It's
Larry.
2:40 here in Dublin.
It's 2:40. And listen, I think you're right about something. Today, I think, is party day. Looking at your Steelers fans, they're so happy. Tomorrow, I think it will be like a little relaxation because they'll be getting ready for the big game on Sunday.
Yeah. There's, this is a very festive atmosphere for the fans, but I'm sure the players are excited to do this. And as Mike Tomlin said, very honored because of the Rooney connection to Ireland. And I'm back after doing all this walking. I got my steps in for the day, Michael. I can tell you that.
Oh, there you wait. You're at Fitzsimmons. There it is. Wait.
I'm back to Fitzsimmons.
I know. You know what? After your work today, and I'm telling you, this was the best 4.5 hours of radio I've ever seen. Larry, you're allowed to go in there and have yourself a pint. You can have a pint.
You know what's funny? When you just said that, it's 4.5 hours of radio that you've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's
the operative word, because our live stream is taking us places we could have never imagined at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and our KDK Radio YouTube page, which is crushing it today. We thank everybody. You know, we couldn't do what we do, Michael, without the people that support us by listening and now watching. So I'm going to try to bring you the flavor when I come back. I'll be on the air on Tuesday morning. But
you'll
hear me in the background during Sunday's game.
That's right. We're going to hear you. Okay, no, wait a minute. Don't leave. That's right. I'm here Monday for you because you'll be traveling. But you're right about that. It's the new reality. Radio on video. Radio on live video. It's wonderful. Do you have any – are you nervous at all about being the voice at Croke Park on Sunday? Because you're the guy, because it is a Steelers home game.
Right. The Steelers are the designated home team, so any fan in the stadium will have as much of a feel, including Renegade and some other special things they have planned. But they asked, and I'm very honored, that they wanted to bring – you know, their public address announcer from Pittsburgh here, and the league approved it. So this is, for me, chance of a lifetime, and I accept that. And I had a meeting last night with some of the people involved, some of the officials, and I said, so I can be just like I would be at home, you know,
yeah,
third down and first down and TJ Watt, right?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah. It's This is a Steelers home game, and we want you to make it feel like that as much as you can contribute. So that's my mantra for Sunday.
And you didn't hear this, but Paul Rasmussen and I were talking about the fact that this is a historic game, and this is the first regular season game in Ireland, and you're the first regular season NFL regular season announcer, public address announcer. So now that, having said that, if you've ever been to a Steelers game, this is what you hear. Go ahead, Larry, the welcome.
Welcome to Croke Park Stadium. Today, yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers host the Minnesota Vikings. We appreciate your attendance and welcome you to Croke Park Stadium. Please observe the NFL's all-clear bag policy for all events. And make sure you keep your mobile tickets with you at all times during the game.
And Steeler fans, and now Vikings fans, if you see out of Steelers fans getting out of hand, call any security officer. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Larry, I'm telling you, you know what? One last thing. Come Sunday, when we're watching that game, I would say, I think it's going to be 4-1, Steelers fans.
Yeah, I know. There's Max.
Where's Max? Where's Max? Where's Max?
Max, right there. You see Max?
Wait, where is he?
I don't know. I'll find him.
All right, that's Max Stark.
I'm live on my show on Facebook with Michael Bartley. You were
say hi, Bill. Yeah, Max, my man. Hi, Max.
There we go. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good to see you, Max.
He's
thanks.
With his children. He's just hanging out. You're bothering him.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Max and I go way back. Yeah, oh, Max.
Yes, we do.
We do. Hey, good job on the terrible towel tour.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
We're excited for Max and his new role as color commentator for the Steelers. He's doing a fantastic job, and enjoy the weekend.
Big All guy. Right, will do, will do.
We'll let you take care. Time with your kids.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Have a good time, Max. Max Starks, he has
a
Super
Bowl.
I know.
To close our show for my portion.
Unbelievable. Max has a Super Bowl ring with the Steelers. Larry, congratulations on great coverage today. What? Great coverage today.
Oh, wait. Thanks.
Renee!
This is Renee.
Renee, wait a minute. It's Renee Colburn, who worked at KDKA and WQED, and now she's the head of operations for the Pittsburgh Turnpike, Pennsylvania Turnpike. You two work together.
Yeah, we KDK did. Television for many years.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Renee in ages. She looks great, and I was able to walk by her first class seat on the flight over. And I was back at the back of the aircraft just in case.
Wait,
Michael, we got first class seats.
I'm sure. Wait, Larry, wait a minute.
Right.
For both of you,
you
wait. Wait a minute. Tonya Caruso texted me the other night. Renee just texted. Larry Richard just walked by Renee on the plane and said, "It's a party now."
Thanks again, Triple A. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Michael. Great job. And here we go, Steelers.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Have fun, Renee. Thanks, Larry. That was great. Okay, we're going to hit traffic here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.